One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This episode of Bros Before Hoes is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-belt grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Yep, we're sponsored by a ball sack trimmer.
I know, I'm so proud of ourselves.
I know, it's not just for ball sack trimming, but one of the best things about Manscaped is they created a trimmer. Let's do a little bit of an unboxing if you're on the video. They sent us a goodie bag.
So I want everyone to know that I used this trimmer like the second day they sent it to us.
Yeah, you shaved your leg, so it's not just for your balls.
Yeah, so I shaved my like whole entire body, but yeah, my legs are gorilla legs, and it just took like one swipe or whatever.
And got it all off.
Yeah, and now I'm a pretty little petite.
Do you want to know why it probably was so easy? Because they upgraded to a 7,000 RPM motor. I don't even know what that means, but it's getting all the hairs. If you've got a bush, this will work. And you know what? I use it on my ball sack, and it didn't cut. They have the technology where you aren't going to have to deal with the cut up nether region. This trimmer will shave perfectly. It doesn't nick you because of the technology they come up with.
Yeah, they have a light in it too. So it if there's a dark space in your body, you can see it.
Yeah, it has a light. It lasts up to 90 minutes. It has a nightstand to charge. And you know, they sent us some other goodies. Manscaped isn't just a trimmer. They also have ball deodorant.
I haven't tried it yet, but I'm going to use it in the future probably. And then ball toner.
Ooh, a toner for your ball sack. You know, people have 12-step skincare routines for their face, but what about your balls? And you know what? I know a lot of our listeners are females. Father's Day, boyfriend's birthdays, get them a Manscaped bag.
Oh, have you ever been hanging out with your brother and he's super hairy and you think it's disgusting? Get one for him.
Yeah, this would be a great gift for your dad. Like, you might think it's awkward, but also just be like, Dad, it's a new thing. This can shave your balls, but you can also shave your chest, your nipples, your armpits.
If you know someone with hairy balls, hit them up and tell them to use the code.
Yeah, you can get 20% off and free shipping with the code LucasandJacob at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com using the code
Lucas and Jacob. It will be in the bio description if you want to use it.
Yep. All right, let's get into the pod. Hey, it's Lucas.
And I'm Jacob.
Welcome back to the podcast. We're now rich because of that ad.
I know. We just, if you see an increase in production quality, yeah. That's why.
It's gone to my head. Like, I kind of just, I don't know. Like, I always thought, like, okay, once the podcast takes off, I'm not going to let it go to my head. I'm not going to buy Lambos. I'm not going to get hookers and everything, but like now I'm just like, that's gonna be my life.
I know, I changed my Twitter, Instagram, and all those bios to podcaster. I'm not a YouTuber, a comedian, whatever you want to call me. I'm now a podcaster.
Yeah, we don't have a lawyer, so like the Manscaped ad, we signed a contract, and I guess legally we have to get a tramp stamp tattooed on our back of manscaped.com. It's okay. I think the $60 was worth it that we're both getting paid.
It's fine. Like, this is what you have to do to be in the business.
Yeah.
The business.
But yeah, we signed our lives away to Manscaped. Just kidding. I just can't believe we got an ad. I know like most podcasts don't talk about the ads after the ad thing, but I feel like we have to talk about it. Like,
I just did.
That was my first time ever doing a podcast ad.
I know.
This is a radio show now.
Yeah.
It's syndicated.
This isn't just a little podcast. This is the business.
I know. Also, the ball toner's on my fingers and it like smells so good.
Oh, Lucas gave me a
sniff. But I
want to
know.
It smells good.
Like, I have to ask the people at Manscaped, like, oh my, is the ad continuing? I should stop talking about it.
Oh,
but I just wanted to know, like, is the ball toner edible? Because what if you put ball toner on your balls and then you have something happens with people?
Oh.
Like, is someone going to get sick for getting ball toner in their mouth, or is it edible?
Oh, well, what I assume, it's like putting lipstick on. Like, someone might eat lipstick. But
yeah.
It's not, I'm assuming lipstick isn't like made to be edible.
That's 100%
true. And same with like if you put makeup on your face, like maybe if you get a little too rowdy, someone might lick the makeup off.
But, oh, yeah.
Like, you don't get sick, I don't think.
Or a lot of people put full coverage foundation on like their penises.
Yeah, that's really a big thing.
But I'm so sorry if you're watching the video podcast. I know there's been a lot of turmoil, drama, stress, because yes, me and Jacob did switch sides.
Yeah, we did.
I'm now sitting on stage, camera right. That's what they say in the biz. It's our left, but it's their right. Camera right.
Oh yeah, I'm on left.
Yeah, I just taught you that. It's from a Nickelodeon actor.
And do you want to know why we switched sides, guys?
Should I just be honest?
Yeah, be honest.
Okay, so I was watching, you know, being a YouTuber, an influencer, a social media person, you look at yourself a lot, and I always laughed at people who said, I have a good side. I'm like, okay, grow up, you know?
it's funny because when you're starting this story, like, it makes it seem like you're Jennifer Lopez or something.
Oh, yeah, but, like, since, like, my life is just, like, flashing cameras and, like, photo shoots.
Yeah.
That's not true, but I just noticed, I'm like, oh, I like, my hair looks better from this side.
Oh, yeah, so that's why it switched.
So we literally switched because I thought my hair looked better from this angle. That is pathetic. What did you actually think? Because, like, when I said I wanted to switch, obviously, you seemed a little bit annoyed. You were just like, oh, okay, like, this is so dumb. But, like, what went through your mind? Like, did you think it was a joke? Were you just like, wait, you have a good side now? Like, what is this?
Well, I didn't think it was a joke. I just, like, thought it was kind of funny.
Do you think it was, on a scale from 1 to 5, were you, like, pathetic? Or were you just, like, thinking, like, do you think, like, oh, this is he, like, is this going to last forever? Like, is he always going to think he has a good side?
I just thought it was, like, kind of dumb, but like, but like whatever makes you look
that's
better,
very true, you know,
you know,
I guess, you know, from now on, like, I'm just gonna tell people like I have a good side.
Yeah, so like everything you do that and Kim wasn't involved, you need to be on a certain side now.
I've always heard that like people like Ellen Generous and stuff has a good side. Oh, also, there's an update on the Ellen stuff.
Oh, didn't one of her bodyguards get mad or something?
Yeah, a bodyguard from like a decade ago. Like, I'm just, a bodyguard from a decade ago came out and said that she was kind of rude to him. But I'm just wondering, like, are people seeking these people or are they just letting their stories out?
I think they're just going out.
Or do you think,
I'm
like,
assuming.
Or do you think, like, gossip columnists are just going out to every single possible person she's ever worked with?
I guess that might be happening, too. But it's
that
weird.
That is so funny. Like, the Ellen hate train is in full effect.
I know. It's in fully fucked, but it seems like she's not affected by it.
Yeah.
Like, it seems like she doesn't give a shit.
I guess it's best. I don't know.
I don't
Should
know.
She acknowledge it or not?
Okay, so, like, if it was like at this level, she doesn't have to say anything. But maybe if like TMZ comes out with a big story saying like she was mean to like Gabriel Montez.
That's a High School Musical character.
Yeah, I just I thought it was an actual actor for a second because I get everything. If she was moved to Gabriel Montez from High School Musical, aka Vanessa Hudgens, then
or she could joke about it. She could joke about it in her next Netflix special. Just be like, everyone thinks I'm an asshole.
Yeah, and just say, like, I am an asshole.
I'm just surprised because when you think about, like, Hollywood or whatever, aren't there probably so many, like, famous actors and stuff who are jerks? It just hasn't been exposed.
Oh, yeah, because, like, I feel like, if you weren't famous and then you just, like, turned famous from a movie or something, I feel like you might be an asshole just because you think you have so much power.
Us with the podcast now.
Oh, yeah, well, assholes to everyone. But
I know, literally, I cut off my whole family besides Jacob.
When I was reading, but from, like, stuff I've read and stuff, is it true that people that are actually, I guess this doesn't apply to the Ellen thing, but some people that are actually famous out me, but then the people that think they're famous out me.
Oh, did you get this from Erica Jane's book?
Yeah, I was just reading it yesterday. but then also, like, you've said that before.
I have heard that for Erica Jane, if you don't know, she's a Real House of a Beverly Hills / pop star.
Yeah.
/ sugar baby?
They actually love each other.
Oh, they love each other. But I'm saying they're actually in love.
But so like, it'd be like if a year from now I married a 60-year-old and I actually loved him. To be honest, like, obviously, like, basically everyone's gonna think, like, oh, like, you obviously like him, but also the money. So, like, it isn't a sugar baby, but in a way it is, you know?
But when she met her husband, who is, like, 35 years older, 40 years older, 35?
30-something.
For some reason, like, in my mind right now, when I said 30, I wanted to exaggerate to 40, because 30 doesn't sound like that big of a deal, even though it is.
Yeah, like, won't great-grandma and grandpa, like, 20 years apart?
Oh.
It just is crazy to me thinking. What?
Were they?
Yeah, I remember someone telling me
that. Oh my god, sugar babery runs in our family.
Except it wasn't even sugar baby. Probably just...
But you know what I mean.
The type of thing. But it's
age gap relationships.
Oh, yeah. It's worth thinking about if you were going to marry someone 20 years younger than you. It's worth that when you were 20, they were just being born. That's crazy.
I know. That's like when Britney Spears said, like, if you haven't met the man of your dreams, don't worry, he's probably not born yet.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, Erica Jane, she met her husband at this really fancy-ass restaurant in Beverly Hills.
Chasen's,
yeah. Does that still exist? Or she thinks it closed down?
She said it's closed down.
Yeah, because I've never heard of that. But so basically all these elites would go in there, Richie's, new money, old money, fake money. And she said she found out from working there that people who actually have money and are actually rich are so nice. They don't care if you mess up the order. They're like, oh, okay, like, obviously, like, I'm a little bit annoyed, but just go do it again. Everyone makes mistakes. But then the people who pretending to have money are jerks, assholes, rude to the staff, because they think that's how rich people act.
Oh, yeah, because they just, yeah. So then it makes sense. And then don't you also have a story? Because one time you were at SoulCycle.
What happened?
You were at SoulCycle with, like, a really famous actress.
Charlize Theron.
And she was, like, so nice, right?
She was honestly so nice. Like, she wasn't even, like, just was like, I'm a regular-ass sweaty person. And she was just in the back, just happy, smiling at everyone. Like, for some reason, when I picture Charlize Theron, I pictured, like, I don't know. I pictured, like, she would just be wearing sunglasses the whole time. Oh, but she was actually so nice.
I know, that's crazy.
But that whole theory actually is debunked by Ellen, because she's actually, like, a top tier person, you know?
Yeah, so.
Top tier entertainer.
Yeah, so, like, it's probably just a mix, I guess.
Yeah, because if we're going by Erica Jane's theory, then Ellen would be, like, so nice to everyone.
Yeah.
But someone on the Reddit, the Crookshank Reddit, made a bingo, like, drinking game of the podcast. Did you see this?
Oh, I saw that. I was annoyed by it.
It was
pissed.
So funny how predictable the podcast is.
No, the reason why I got annoyed was just
I knew
the
you
line.
Were going to be mad.
I saw it and I just swiped off and got mad because I don't talk about it that much.
Okay, so somebody made a Bros Before Hoes bingo where you can print out this bingo sheet and just lay down a piece when something gets mentioned from the podcast.
Yeah.
First square, emails. So yeah, we always talk about emails.
Oh, for
then
sure.
Then it goes to reality TV, and then it goes to gross topics. And then in parentheses, it says sweat, pee, etc. Like, we're disgusting.
Does that happen every I feel
like
it
we
might.
Always do and mention gross shit.
Like, yeah, like, we're just talking about something else. Then I could picture, like, when we were younger, we pooped in a puck. Did you guys know that?
And then the third square is a celebrity-themed game that's pretty common here.
Yeah.
They bring up Lindsay Lohan, also
for
common.
Sure common. Well, I'm foreshadowing to the future, by the way.
Oh, yeah, there's
a huge
Lindsay Lohan update. If you don't follow me on Twitter, you are in for a treat. Because I have some... I don't even believe this is real life, what I'm about to say.
Anyway,
back to Bros for Hoes bingo. They mentioned sugar daddies. Already did that in this episode.
Yeah.
Jacob brings up poop.
I already did that 2 seconds ago.
I know, but would you have brought it up naturally?
I guess maybe, but...
This is why this is triggering and annoying to Jacob, because Jacob likes to think he's not someone who brings up poop, but apparently you are.
I don't understand. Or is it because a few episodes ago I mentioned
that?
Yeah,
I think it's just like an inside joke.
Okay.
They get off topic, which obviously is true. Last episode, we told a simple story. It took half an hour.
Yeah.
Which I hope you guys enjoy. Otherwise, like, are we just being annoying?
Oh, yeah, not even joking. This is a funny story. I had a dream last week. It was on, like, Wednesday night that we upload the podcast, and someone that listened to the podcast, we saw them at like somewhere in public, and they got so mad at us and said, "Why did you guys make that story drag on for so long? I'm gonna stop listening if you guys keep doing that."
Oh my god! Wait, that's so funny. You had a stress dream about it, about the specific Raising Cane story.
Yeah, but I wasn't thinking about it, so I don't know why I did.
I guess like somewhere in your mind, you were like annoyed. I know that when I listen to podcasts, I kind of like when they go off topic.
Yeah, but if you guys don't email us, then we might stop.
We probably won't because it's too hard for us.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so that bingo thing is accurate.
Whoever created that, I should look at the username. Should I give them a proper shout out, you know, for that amazing artwork they created?
Oh, yeah.
It is Fena FKW. Love you. Love you, Fena.
Thank you.
So, the Lindsay Lohan update of the week. I just want to say a disclaimer. The Bros of Her Host podcast might be a little bit different from now on whenever we mention Lindsay Lohan. I've always said positive things, but I'm only going to say positive things now because she's now a friend.
Oh, yeah. This is kind of like when, if you guys watch Wendy Williams, she hung out with the Kardashians once, and then it seemed like she only had nice things to say about them.
Yeah, it's also Chelsea Handler when she had Chelsea Lately. Like, she always made fun of celebrities, but then she started becoming friends with them, and then she stopped making fun of them. That's sort of what's happening with this podcast. We're advertised, and now I'm friends with Lindsay Lohan, so like, I just feel like it's now a conflict of interest. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so even though in the past I don't think I've ever said anything negative about Lindsay Lohan, I just feel like I have to praise her
now. It's like I can't even joke about her anymore. Like, if anyone even jokes, like, I have to defend her and be like, oh, that's my friend, so like, don't talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
Also, Stream Back to Me by Lindsay Lohan. So you might think I'm joking, but what was it, like Thursday or Wednesday? Okay, Wednesday night, in bed, doing my nightly social media checkup, just looking at my Twitter. For some reason, I decided to look at my verified tab, which I honestly don't. I do like maybe once every other day just to maybe see like, oh, is it someone verified like my stuff or something? I looked at it and it said, Lindsay Lohan followed you. Lindsay effing Lohan followed you. And I was like, what? And I actually like freaked out. I was just like, oh my God. And then I saw she liked a tweet. And I was like, she liked a tweet where she promoted her new single Back to Me. And I quoted it saying, finally, someone is coming to save 2020.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, like that is honestly iconic. And then I had a DM message, looked in my DMs, and she messaged me saying, ha, 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 thank you, sending me the tweet that she had liked. And I was just like, what? Like, I didn't cry, but I could have.
That's crazy. Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, like, Lindsay Lohan. Like, she doesn't even seem like a human to me. She's like a pop culture icon.
And
like Marilyn Monroe, pretty much.
And she only follows like 700 people.
That was the other creepy thing. So she followed me and I was like, oh, she follows every single person who mentions her. I thought it was going to be like 100,000 people she was following, but 700.
I know.
So if you've been listening to the Bros of Hers podcast for the past few episodes, you know that I went through a heartbreak because Ariana Grande unfollowed me on Instagram, but the saying is true. When one door closes, another door opens.
I know. Lindsay Lohan opened that door for you.
More iconic than Ariana.
And then she, so then you guys had like a little conversation.
Yeah, it's like, should I reveal what we talked about in the DMs? Because it is called private direct messages for a reason. But should I just expose it all?
Oh, yeah. Give a recap. Don't actually say because you guys are like,
and just,
close.
You know, Lindsay, if you're listening, like, we can talk about personal things and I won't tell the public. But
wait, first, can we say, I want to. So when Lucas was telling me this, I also was so excited because when he reads the DM, it will show you why. Because like, I just got like this feeling like, wait, like she's hold me or seen me. And I got so excited.
She for sure has, right?
I don't know. Okay. That's crazy to
me. Still have a conspiracy theory that I'm not actually talking to Lindsay Lohan. Like, my mind can't comprehend that I'm talking to Lindsay Lohan. So I'm trying to justify it by saying, first of all, I thought she got hacked. And I was like, oh, someone, like one of the Bros of Her Host listeners hacked her. And they're following me. And then
Then
I thought like, oh, maybe it's just her publicist messaging me.
Oh, yeah.
But I just have to accept it's Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, Lucas thought it was like her social media manager or something. But it's like actually her. I just know it.
Even if it isn't, I'm just going to say it. So this is the thing. Like, I wrote back to her saying on DMs, just said, holy F. And then I said, keep the bops coming, queen. Can't wait for new music. And I thought that'd be the end of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we've literally messaged back and forth like a few times. So it's actually getting serious.
Yeah. Like, this isn't a joke friendship.
She said, "You're so sweet." She said her social media manager introduced her to my videos a few years ago and said, "Love the content."
So that's when I got so excited because I was like, maybe she's seen me before. That's crazy.
I know, she's seen you come out of the closet on my channel. And then I wrote back saying, wow, that's crazy. And then I told her a few like parent trap stories I had just because I was like, oh, I guess I'll say something about like her most iconic movie, you know?
Yeah.
So I told her how I cut my little sister's hair to recreate the parent trap scene. I also told her how me and my sister thought that one of the Lindsay Lohans in the Parent Trap was a robot because didn't understand how like they could video edit it. So we just assumed that like if there only one actress was playing the twins, that one of them had to be a robot.
Yeah.
And then she wrote back saying, ha ha ha, the haircut is the best thing I've ever heard. That's amazing. I love it. And then it ended. I didn't write back because I was like, I don't want to annoy her. And then she sent me another one of my tweets that didn't even have to do with her. It was the tweet where I flipped off the camera and talked about like the Raising Cane's drama.
Wait, you didn't tell me this.
Oh, it said, ha ha, yes.
Wait, what?
No. And then Iris wrote back crying faces. Like, it's now getting to the point where like, it's just stressful in my, there's a new stressor in my life of like, what am I going to say to Lindsay Lohan to like make
Wait,
think
when
it's
did
cool?
that Raising Cane's one happen?
Last night.
You didn't tell me that.
Oh, yeah. I was going to tell you before we recorded this.
That's crazy.
But I can't, from now on, like, I can't talk about our private DMs. So, like, if anything, if we do keep talking, just know, like, I can't share it with the public.
Wait. I didn't know she did. I'm just weirded out. The reason why I'm actually weirded out is because she DM'd you something and, like, and there wasn't anything to respond really. But then she DM'd you again.
I know. That's
Lindsay
why
Lindsay Lohan is so, such a beast.
But another thing is she liked my tweets, but then unliked them.
No, so this is what I was thinking. So she messaged you, but okay.
This is why my theory of the social media manager is making more and more sense.
Okay, the thing about the social media manager thing, for the first few things, it for sure was her. But for the new one, I think it might be your social media manager. Because
does
she know what Raising Cane's is?
I know, I wanted to reply and be like, do they have Raising Cane's in Dubai?
I'm so confused by this whole thing. It's something funny that I thought of was last Sunday before any of this happened, we were watching this thing that popped up in YouTube recommended. It was a VH1 show back in the day of like, it was basically like, it was like, oh, it was called like, so it was called The Fabulous Life Of, and the one episode was The Fabulous Life of Lindsay Lohan.
That's still on my watch later. I haven't watched it yet.
I haven't watched the full thing yet, but it shows like how much money she spent back in the day.
Oh, so. Yeah, it was like saying like how like just she just spent so much money.
Yeah,
it was just, they have a new show like that on Netflix called Dropping Cash.
I know, I
where
love
they follow
those shows.
Like Bella Thorne and like Iggy Azalea. How come I can't think of her name? Oh, Rico Nasty.
Oh, just out dropping money.
Yeah, and like just showing them like buying something really expensive.
So I want to find out how to like hang out with Lindsay Lohan now, whether
know,
it be
like,
over
I'm
the internet or what. Like I want to talk to her. Now.
Me and Jacob discussed this yesterday. Like maybe I'm just scared to like throw something like this out so early in our friendship. But like maybe just asking, like, would you do a 10-minute interview for the podcast? Like you don't even have to be on the full episode. Just 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But like then I'm just scared. Like oh, like I'm already, you know, her whole life people are asking things from her, and now I'm also joining that. Like. Maybe I should just be friends for her.
That's true, yeah.
And not the fame, the money, and the glitz.
Lindsay Lohan is so, like...
I know, but, like, I don't want to be negative, but now there's just another thing. Like, now it's just, like, the countdown to when she unfollows.
I don't think she is going to unfollow. The countdown.
You know what? All good things come to an end. But, like, even if she unfollowed me today, it's still, like, I would be still so thankful. I'm just, like, I can't let she follow me for, like, a week, you know?
She knows who you are.
I just can't believe it. Lindsay Lohan. Like, she's... Probably, like, she was my first thing ever in life that, like, I was obsessed with. Like, The Parent Trap, like, I actually was obsessed with that movie.
Yeah.
I watched it so many times. I got it for Easter. I got the VHS tape. Like I said, I reenacted a scene. I was that obsessed.
I watched it so many times, too. And Mean Girls is another, like,
bop. I also remember being, like, 6 years old or however old I was when Parent Trap came out and trying to pause the movie when the British tween jumps into the lake naked because I wanted to see if you could, like, see
Wait,
their naked body.
Real?
I was literally 6 years old. Watching Lindsay Lohan, and I wanted to, like, pause to see, like, when the twin would jump in the lake naked. Because I just thought, I remember that part of the movie was always so scary to me when, like, she loses the dare and has to jump into the lake naked.
Oh, yeah. Wait, and then that one part where they're, like, trying to be mean to the camp counselor or something. So they put, like, glue all over the cabin.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Because wasn't the California teen low-key, like, a bully?
Yeah. And then I mean, about thinking that, vineyard thing was like so rich. How they had a vineyard. Yeah. And then like the wife was so fancy.
Oh, and she was a bitch though.
Yeah.
And then they bullied her on the camping trip.
Yeah.
Oh, and then in the end when the parents end up getting back together.
Oh.
And you know that like the California dad, you know who had that maid in the house? Like they bang sometimes.
I kinda got that vibe. Yeah. Now looking back.
Swingers.
It's Freaky Friday too, I just thought of.
But now that I go back to the Parent Trap, I'm actually confused. Did they all move to England or move to California? I think they all moved to England. At the end, you know?
I think they moved to California.
No, because I remember being in the fancy English house.
Oh.
But then what about his vineyard? Are they traveling back and forth? That's 10-hour flight.
When I was a kid, I probably watched it like once every like 6 months. But now I kind of forgot.
I'm not even kidding. I watched it like so many times. Back, I don't rewatch movies as much now. But like back then, like I would rewatch it over and over.
Just get every side of the thing.
Yeah, I was like obsessed for some reason. And then like growing up, like obviously Lindsay Lohan. Then she was in Get a Clue. She actually took a break for a while.
And then Hobie Fully Loaded on Disney.
I've never seen that.
Oh, it's like, I haven't seen it for a while, but I watched it. I loved it when I was a kid. She was like race car driver or something.
Oh, yeah.
What was that movie that Amanda Bynes was on where she like dresses up as a boy?
She's the Man?
Yeah.
I've never seen that either.
We watched it last summer.
We didn't watch the whole thing though, did we? Didn't we turn it off?
We watched the whole thing, I'm pretty sure.
Really?
I think.
I remember turning it on, but I don't remember if we finished it.
Oh, maybe we did just skip through it.
Because back, it's so sad, like, thinking back to when I was six, I'd watch The Parent Trap, didn't have my phone or anything, I just watched it on its own for, like, over and over, but, like, now it's hard for me to even get one through one movie.
Oh, yeah, because you're 10 minutes in and then you want to see what
Yeah, and then it's like,
oh,
like, time to see if Lindsay Lohan DM'd me, like, time to check to see, like, on Instagram.
Yeah.
Time to see if Lindsay Lohan DM'd me.
Oh, my gosh, though, like, the thing is that... Like, just Lindsay Lohan. I just, like, don't
even
know
what I'm
trying
to think. Have I ever seen her in real life?
Was there ever a time?
I don't think so. Because I think by the time I ever started going to L.A., like, she was already out of L.A. She wanted to... Because now, I think she, like, hates L.A. now.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure she said, like, she never wants to go back. Because, like, just...
It's
like
yeah. I heard that, too.
Toxic city.
So, if we ever did go to Mykonos to a beach club... She's going to, like, greet us, though.
Oh, that's the
I'm
thing.
Assuming.
Like, even before this, like, we've already talked about on the podcast how we want to go to Mykonos. Obviously, we probably can't this summer because of social distancing, but maybe 2022 or 2021 summer, hopefully there'll be a vaccine and we can go to Mykonos to Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club.
Yes.
Yeah, and, like, just sit in a cabana, chat about all the good times.
But it was so funny when Lindsay Lohan DM'd you because, like because I was thinking, because... Because what I'm assuming is if she ever did listen to podcast, she listened to one episode, if even. But it was so funny because I was thinking about, wait, she's heard every word I said, so I kind of want to listen to back to see what she heard. I want to see what she thought of it.
Oh, yeah, that's the sad thing is, like, now my Twitter has to be, like, whenever, before anything gets tweeted, like, I have to run it through a filter of, like, will Lindsay Lohan like this?
Oh, yeah. So, okay. That's what would be annoying about Twitter or Instagram. If someone that I thought was so cool followed me. Because, like, when I posted something, I'd be like, wait, like, would they have followed if they saw this? Because, like, I would kind of think that. If she followed me on Instagram or something.
Oh, yeah. But
that's so funny.
So I know there's a lot of scary stuff going on in the world, but I want to just add something to everyone's list.
Oh yeah, make it more scary. Yeah.
Murder hornets are now in the United States.
I heard about this.
According to US Today, there are now a small number of murder hornets, an invasive species of Asian giant hornets. They've been spotted in the Pacific Northwest, and apparently they rip off bees' heads. But also, it's all misleading because once you get farther into the article, it says you're not going to get killed by a killer hornet unless, like, you're severely allergic. So, like, it's kind of just clickbait.
Oh, because when I saw that, I thought this breed of bees somehow learned how to kill, like, mortal humans. And I was like, what the fuck? But, yeah. So, are they making it more scarier than it is supposed to be?
I think, like, unless you're, like, really allergic to, like, insects or whatever, then I think you're fine.
Oh, okay.
Even so, like, couldn't you probably go to the hospital really quick?
Oh, yeah, like, if you got bit by a snake, can't you hoing get a vaccine? From the hospital?
Yeah, probably none of the listeners will die from a murder hornet.
Oh, yeah, hopefully you guys don't.
Yeah, because apparently even in Japan, where they're from, like, only, like, 5 people a year die. So, probably all fine. Because don't probably 5 people a year die from, like, choking on banana.
I'm joking, yeah. Okay. Well, I have a few alien stories to talk about. So,
oh my god! Oh yeah, we didn't even talk. But did it come out last week or before the podcast?
Oh, we didn't talk about that.
The new UFO that has been the government came out with.
Oh yeah, so the government said that like a UFO video is real. It's not fake.
Yeah, they aren't confirming that it's aliens, but they said they did. They have a video. The video is kind of disappointing, to be honest. It's like you don't really see anything. Yeah, it's a little speck.
So for the average person, I'm not a pilot, but it just looks like. It looks like a radar, and then there's just a little spot.
I know. Like, when I heard about the video, I was so excited. Like, oh my God, I'm going to see a flying saucer. Like, I wanted to see it. I thought it was going to be like the classic flying saucer with beams and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's just literally a speck. But it's just flying in ways that, like, physics can't comprehend or no, like, man-made thing that we've made so far could ever do.
Okay, because it was like it might have been this video. I don't know if it was, but like it flew so fast that I guess no one knew how or something.
Why do you think they are letting us know it that this happened though? It kind of doesn't make any sense.
I know it is weird. Like so like what, like why do they want us to know if they did it in the past?
Yeah, the creepy thing is like what was it 4 years ago where something pretty much identical to this happened where the government released a thing and said, oh yeah, like was it the same video or was it a different one? It was a pretty similar video where it's just a speck.
Yeah, just a speck flying.
But now 4 years later they're all saying, okay, here's another one. It's kind of just like, what's the point?
I know, yeah, because if you're going to tell us, like, I don't know everything about the aliens, if you guys
also,
do know more.
You know what the weirdest thing is? How no one's really, like, that surprised. Even, this is what I thought 4 years ago when they released the UFO thing. I'm like, I thought it would, the day, like, the government ever said anything about a UFO would be, like, pandemonium. Everyone would be so excited / scared / just, like, what the F?
Yeah.
But it seems like everyone's kind of just chill with it.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like that big of a deal.
I know, like... No one really, it's not even like a huge story.
Yeah, I like looked on Twitter, a few people freaking out, but it seemed like no one in the real life cared.
I know, I did want to go on Reddit though, because I want to see like, what do people think? And like, I went deep into Reddit threads and like, people were saying like, oh yeah, this is all like their plan and like, they're slowly every few years going to release more info and pretty soon they'll let us know that aliens have been on Earth for the last 60 years living among us.
Oh, those.
So if that's true.
So, okay. So I was just thought it was cool, but then there's all these creepy conspiracy theories. There's another conspiracy theory on Reddit that I found where people think these aliens are all made up, and then they're gonna say aliens are real, they're taking over, but it's actually humans that look like that are like acting like they're aliens.
Oh, yeah.
So then they can control all of us, and it's because like when I think of aliens, like for the most part, I just think, well, oh, it's cool, and most likely they're just going to, like, help us and be nice. But then it's scary when people say, like, they're going to – it's people that – they aren't even aliens. They're just going to say they're aliens, but they're not or something.
I kind of hope that person on Reddit is right, and, like, the government eventually does announce, like, oh, yeah, like, we don't want to tell you guys because it's kind of freaky, but aliens have integrated into our society, and, like, probably 5% of the human race is now, like, part alien because of the interbreeding that's gone on.
That would be crazy.
I know, because, like, I think I've already talked about this on the podcast, how people, I've read somewhere on some, like, alien website that people think that, like, you know, Area 51's by Vegas?
Yeah.
They say, like, oh, like, in Vegas, sometimes alien humans will, like, visit.
Oh, and I've seen that, too.
They wear, like, just, like, burkas or, like, really just, like, they wear clothes that cover up, like, their whole body so that you can't really see, like, their alien features.
Yeah. Okay, so since we're talking about this, I kind of think that it's real because if the government's letting us know this, then I'm assuming they know way more, like way more.
Doesn't it seem like they are kind of, they're letting it like trickle out slowly. So like there isn't a huge, like one big drop. And then like maybe in like 10 years, they'll just be like, oh yeah, by the way, like there's aliens that are with us and they look just like humans and you're probably married to one.
I know. And it's so weird because if they 4 years ago they let, or 2 years ago they let us know some, last week they did, so like maybe every few years, and then in 10 years they'll say like, yeah, like we spotted one living in a house, and then they'll say, oh wait, you are an alien actually,
because there are some if this is true, like who are some celebrities who are aliens, like you know, like those models where like the male models especially, like high cheekbones, like so skinny but like have abs and like big lips, like I feel like those are obviously part of the alien race.
Oh yeah, I could see that. Or just like the
Charlize Theron probably too.
What?
Charlize Theron probably
oh,
too.
Oh, she might be. And then also, I kind of think like, just like maybe just Ariana Grande might be part of it.
Oh yeah,
she kind of gives up the vibe of like an alien to me.
Oh yeah, like alien tricked Nickelodeon into casting her on a show.
Yeah, there's like a few people that I kind of get alien vibes from. If oh, they yeah. are not that way.
That's exciting to think about.
It is weird because we might not know about it, but aliens might just be like living. Just like a few of them might just be like, I want to see what Earth is like. So we go, they go here and just chill.
No, they're just, it's kind of like a foreign exchange program where they're like, maybe aliens live like 1500 years. And like, so they're like, okay, like I'm bored of this planet. So like, I'm part of like the rich aliens. So I'm going to spend like $1 billion to live on Earth for 100 years.
But so if this conspiracy theory is true, this conspiracy theory is saying that these aliens are just like us.
I think that's
the thing is that
there's different
true,
versions of the same theory. One of the theories that I said was the one in Vegas where they're wearing burkas to cover up. But so then also the new one on Reddit that I saw was like they're just part of society and look just like us.
But the one with the burkas, they would look different than us if they
took it off. Yeah, cuz they're wearing like clothing to hide everything.
Oh, okay, because when so I guess aliens could just look just like us, but I picture them to look a little bit different, like have different bone structure.
Yeah, but I do remember when I'm pretty sure Neil deGrasse Tyson, who's like that, he's like that guy who always talks about physics and stuff and like explains like weird things about the world or whatever. I'm pretty sure when the thing happened 4 years ago with the aliens, someone asked him about it and he said like, oh yeah, like it's not aliens. He's like, yes, it is like an unidentified flying object, but like, he's like, I don't think it's aliens. And it's probably just like some sort of like phenomena that we like don't understand yet with like the science we currently have.
There's just no reason for it.
Yeah, like it might just be like some weird like nature thing. Not even, it might not be other like aliens or something. It might just be like, maybe it's, I don't know. Honestly, who knows? But he said it's probably like a lot more rational than we think.
Oh, because couldn't we bring it back to back in the day when Greeks thought that the star, something about like the stars or the sun were gods, so they didn't know as much as we know now, but they could be gods, but
that would
kind of
be
like
thing,
us thinking that this is a UFO and it's just part of nature. That
that's
chilling.
So true. Like before they actually could get telescopes to understand all of outer space, like they probably were so creeped out, like what the F are those shining things in the sky? And like they'd see a shooting star and be like, okay, like is that gonna kill us or like what is that?
Yeah,
but like so maybe in, I don't know, like 50 years or something, they'll understand what those weird things the Navy's seeing are.
Yeah.
What would be your theory? If you had to just think of something.
Aliens?
Do you think it's aliens? Oh, if we aren't going with aliens, what would your theory be to explain it?
Oh, okay. So first I just need to say, I just want it to be, if this aliens are real, I want to meet, so like this sounds selfish, but like I want to meet them before anyone else does. Somehow, I know it'd be super scary for me, but I want to be on a one-on-one with them. They say, this is what we're going to do. I just want to let you know. But if they aren't real and like, this is just a thing, maybe it's like another like part of Earth where like no one lives and they're so small. And there's like a few of them.
That would be even creepier than aliens. Yeah, so what if they were from Earth? That would be fucking scary.
So what if someone uncovered this part of Antarctica that no one lives in, and they found like these 100 people or something that have their own society?
I'm pretty sure that is a conspiracy theory.
And they're so smart, so they do all this shit, but they know about us, but they just like do their own shit.
Yeah, maybe they are humans, but just like 1,000 years evolved ahead of us.
Yeah, so
like,
maybe
we're like Neanderthals compared to them.
And they aren't aliens. They've always been on Earth, but they just stay. I don't know.
Yeah, they're just like, oh, like, they're kind of like just grossed out by us and like, oh yeah, they're ruining the planet and stuff, but like we're probably gonna find another planet to live on, but like probably just don't want them to know we're here.
Yeah, I guess I could see that. and then
that should be a movie.
Kind of building onto that conspiracy theory, I feel like if this is real, there's people of that society that have left. For example, I kind of feel like Elon Musk was part of the society, even though, if I go back to a year ago, he posted a picture of him when he was 12 and he was living in like Canada or something. But let's erase that. He escaped the society like 20 years ago and said, I just want to kind of help the humans. Like, we don't want the world to end. So he built like these electric cars and shit, and it's SpaceX or whatever.
How did we not mention him? He's an alien. Have you seen his mom? She looks like
she's an alien.
A beautiful woman, but she just seems like a beautiful like alien.
Yeah.
She looks like an alien. She has alien vibes.
She does.
Oh my God.
I also think that people.
That is such a good, like, obviously, like you said, we know that like he's lived on Earth and he has photos of being a child. But from my perception, I didn't know about him until Tesla was big. So like, it could be like, oh, he just came out of nowhere.
Oh yeah. I also think that Johnny from K-pop, Johnny from Blackpink is alien.
I thought you were going to say Jenny from JWoww from Jersey Shore.
No, because, okay, I looked at her Instagram the other day because it was on Twitter, I've only heard a few Blackpink songs, but I looked at her and I was like, she's so pretty that she's an alien. I know it's a dumb way of thinking, but I was like,
well, that is kind of what I'm saying. Like, these people have like these striking features where like they just have to be an alien.
Yeah.
Okay, but if my theory would be UFO, it's not like an alien UFO. Would be that it's like some weird like species that's not human that's in the ocean. And like they're like these weird like fish things. And like they honestly aren't violent or anything, but like they do like fly and stuff.
Yeah.
That would be creepy. Like if it's something like that, like maybe just don't tell us. I don't want to know about flying fish that defy physics.
I kind of believe that though. Since we're going into that, how you said they're really smart, but like they just are kind of nice. Okay, do you think that if there is like a really intelligent, or even just people on Earth, like people that we know that are really intelligent, but then if you go into like other species that are really intelligent, I feel like if you're more intelligent, you're more like calm. So I feel like if you're really intelligent and you met like people that are doing all these crazy things, like you wouldn't be mad, you would just like try to help them through it because you're just so calm.
Oh,
since you're
yeah.
so intelligent. That's what I get the vibe of.
Yeah, I 100% agree.
Just on another brightness
but
level.
But didn't you, Jacob has some alien stories to present to us?
Oh, yeah. So first I have quotes. I'm going to read them. Okay, so this quote, this is a quote from, I'll read it. Even people who are not terribly interested in science know that we've found that planets are not as common as common as fire hydrants. They're everywhere. Says this like astronomer person. And then he says one in five or one in six might be a planet similar to the Earth. So this was on a random article that I found yesterday. So basically I wrote this down because I just thought it was interesting that
It goes into the deep question from last week.
What was
of
it?
Like obviously like there's other life somewhere because it's the universe is so giant.
Oh yeah, and then it also goes into what I kind of thought was interesting. So this astronomer person, I'm just gonna sum it up. He basically was saying how so you know what people say like Mars, don't people say we can't live on there because it's too cold?
Yeah,
but he was saying on a bunch of these planets. Even though it might not be living conditions for us, people could be living there because they just have adjusted or like organisms
or they
could
just
be
aren't
there.
Human.
But yeah, because they've had like yeah, either they could be human but like adapted or something.
Yeah,
because
like even like we can't live in the ocean, but there's like so many species that survive in the water. You know?
Yeah. So I thought it was so weird because for some reason I thought that if there was aliens, they had to be like in the same climate and stuff as us.
Oh,
but
yeah,
then
who knows? Like maybe they couldn't. If, like, there was aliens, they couldn't even step foot on our planet because, like, maybe it would kill them.
Yeah, so I like, after reading this, I already did, but I kind of just 100% think that.
Yeah.
Aliens are real. Okay, so then you want to hear the next story?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to sum it up, actually. Oh, do you want me to read the quotes?
Whatever you want to do.
Okay, let me see. I'll just read the story. So there was these two girls that have said they got abducted a few times.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they just said that like people come in and they're tall and they wear black capes and they have big eyes and they have been together on abductions. They've been abducted together.
Wait, they wear capes?
But
is it like
so
fashion? Like that's their fashion, wearing a cape.
So then they said that they just were telling their story to like a news outlet or something. But then a psychology person came in and said it could just be sleep paralysis because every time they get abducted or something, they feel like they're so when they get abducted, the two girls think like that they're like mummies of the abduction get erased. But then the psychologist said that it could just be sleep paralysis, because I've never really had sleep paralysis. But I guess when you have it, the visions are so intense that, like, you think it would be real.
Isn't that, like, where you're in between, like, sleeping and not?
Yeah, so yeah, I guess something like that. And it's kind of scary for people. So they just said, like, it was so scary. You've been abducted many times. But then I believed it. But then I just kind of believed the science, the psychology, the person that
also,
is,
like with people have so many, like, Nest cameras and Ring doorbells that, like... And security systems that, like, wouldn't it all catch it if they were actually breaking into your home?
Yeah. It was probably just, like, I guess sleep paralysis, like he said. And then
yeah.
They
and since you said it was
vivid.
Two people, like, probably one of them has sleep paralysis and the other one's kind of just going along for the ride.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they just, yeah.
You know what I mean? Just saying, oh, yeah, that happened to me too.
Yeah. Like, then if you also have someone that agrees with you, it makes it easier. Like,
oh,
kinda
for
just,
sure.
Like, seems more real. Those are the only, that was just the two alien stories I've had, but I think there probably is some.
And I guess we'll just have to wait a few more years till they release more info.
Yeah. Wait till the scientists at NASA tell us.
I just realized that, like, the whole Area 51 thing, like, that feels like so long ago, even though it's such a funny thing where everyone says they were going to raid Area 51. And isn't that funny how no one actually did it?
I know, I think people waited out there, but, like, nothing actually happened.
I know, like, everyone pretended, like, didn't the Facebook group have, like, 5 million people?
Yeah, it had so many people. And, like, I honestly thought it was going to happen. But
oh,
then
shit.
It didn't.
I just deleted, oh my God.
What happened?
I just deleted my note of, like, the biggest thing ever. Sorry, oh my God. What? How do I move it back?
Oh, you can go to recently deleted.
I'm so sorry
on the
for
notes.
This. But, what I was going to say was, did you hear about how Britney Spears burned down her gym?
Yeah, I watched the video, and she just seemed like it was just so like it wasn't a big deal. It was like kind of funny.
Wasn't she just like, yeah, I was burning a candle, and one thing led to another, and I burned it down. Anyway.
Yeah, it just went on to the workout that she
that
was doing.
That is so funny. Like, her, I'm so happy she posts so much on social media, because, like, she just is the meme queen.
I know, and then I love when she tries on dresses, and then you get to pick which one she wears.
Oh, the runway one. Yeah. Has she done that recently?
Not recently, but I love those ones.
Also, like, when she'll just spam it. Like, she'll spam, like, maybe 30 selfies in a row.
Oh, it is so many.
Mm-hmm.
And I also just love how she's always wearing a sports bra in the videos.
I know, she's always in workout gear.
I know, she's just, like, a ballerina.
I know, she loves it. And I used to, also, she went through an era where she would do fake pranks on her sons, and they were completely acted out.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, like, they would all, like, you could tell, like, it was all acting, but it was still just, like, funny, like, them doing skits together.
Yeah.
I love it.
So with that whole kids have Instagram, and they, like, go live
sometimes. Oh, didn't
one
of them go live and, like, say that, like, she was quitting music, and they, like, revealed all this stuff?
Yeah, and, like, said that, like, like, and it was so funny watching the Instagram live, because he said, like, oh, yeah, like, she makes so much money from it, so I don't get why she doesn't keep doing it. Or something something about how she makes so much money from making music. It was funny, like, if you were her dad, like, son.
That's,
like,
the funniest thing, these celebrities' kids going on Instagram Live and, like, ruining everything. Oh, like Kourtney's kid, Kourtney Kardashian's.
Yeah, it's so a thing about, like, a... Yeah.
Didn't he say Jeffree Star was spoiled or something?
Yeah, he said he likes James Charles, but he doesn't like Jeffree Star because he's spoiled. and then Jeffree Star responded.
Oh, didn't he say, like, oh, like, you grew up in a life of privilege. I actually had to work for my money and stuff.
Yeah.
Getting in a fight with Mason Isaac.
It's just funny when, like, these celebrities' kids grow up.
I know.
And there's so many of them. It seems like. Why
that's just so funny that, like, one day Northwest will go on Instagram Live. Like, imagine imagine growing up and, like, you have those moments where you're just pissed at your parents and, like, they send you to your room or whatever. Like, you just go on Instagram Live and be like, my mom's an actual bitch. Like,
oh, yeah.
She's grounding me. She's so strict. And then just, like, make up some other stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's God. So funny.
I know.
They probably have to hide it from them until they turn, like, 16. I'm maybe like 13, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Well, is that it for today?
Yeah, I think that is.
Thank you guys for tuning in to Bros Before Hoes. Thanks so much for listening. Don't forget to follow us on our social medias, our YouTube channel, subscribe to the podcast.
Yeah, and use the code at Manscaped if you want to, Lucas and Jacob, for 20% off. And
Dad,
a free
Father's
shipping.
Day present, boyfriend gift.
Harry Paulson gift.
Gay friend gift. Anything. Even females can use it too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But don't feel obligated to buy it if you don't want to. Okay, bye!
Bye!
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.